Thank God. This is our Wednesday night Bible study. Hi, I'm Pastor Daryl Bailey. I'm looking forward to our Wednesday night Bible study tonight. Tomorrow, Facing a Future Without Fear. I hope and pray each and every one of y'all are doing all right out there tonight as we continue on talking about the afterlife. I thank God tonight. Talking about the afterlife, amen, in our series Tomorrow, Facing a Future Without Fear. And so I thank God. I hope and pray that each and every one of you, if you're going through this week, that I just want to send a big welcome to each and every one of y'all out there that have probably been going through some tough times. I want you to remember some of our church family. Lift them up. Continue to keep Sister Sheila Senior in your prayers. Lift her up with her grieving. Also, Mary Senior, keep her in your prayers. And continue to remember those that are on our lost list that need salvation. Amen. It is so good to be with you tonight, and I hope and pray that each and every one of you are having a great time. I thank God. Here, this is May the 27th, 2020, of the Hebrew calendar, 4 Sivan, 5780. And so I thank God as we look tonight and realize about the afterlife. We're going to be talking about basically two questions tonight. Last week we talked about where is heaven, who will be in heaven, and how will I be judged as a believer. I thank God. We talked about the great white throne judgment for the unbeliever. And we also talked about the bema judgment for all of those that have been saved by God's marvelous grace. Amen. And so I thank God. Tonight we're going to be talking about what will heaven be like. And how can heaven affect my life now? Amen. Boy, I thank God as we look and realize that. And then there's one, if I have time, I'm going to talk about one other question that I brought up last Wednesday night. And that is, why does God want to resurrect our body if we're going to have a new body anyway? You know? Why does God want to resurrect our body if we're going to have a new body anyway? I'm going to get into that right at the end of my discussion tonight in our Bible study. And I thank God as we look at the wonderful Word of God, but we start off with a word of prayer. I thank God tonight, and I'll have a quick worship song that I'll lift up praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just believe that with all of my heart. No matter what you're doing, you ought to take time out for worship in everything that you're doing, amen. And the only way that I can do that better is set an example by doing it. And so I thank God tonight. Let's have a word of prayer before we go any further. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great honor tonight. We ask you, God, that you'll just touch the many. Lord, as we're going through a different, uncertain times in this nation, Lord, we realize that some out there today, Father, Lord, are really challenged because, Lord, they have not been able to get back to work. Some, Father, are going through health issues, and I pray for their families, Lord. I pray for their work and their finances. And so tonight, the many in our church family, Lord, that have cancer, Lord, that we lift up in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for each and every one of them, Lord. I send, Lord, this prayer out to Sister Gail George as well, Father, Lord. Lord, for my uncle, my aunt. And Lord, for each and every one of our friends at People's Valley Baptist Church, that you'll just be the great physician that they need. Be for all of our families, God, that all of us have loved ones, Lord, that are lost, and Lord, that are out of the will of God. And so I pray for them, Lord, and I ask your Lord that you'll just intervene into the areas of their life. Touch us tonight. Let us say only that will be pleasing to you. And all that we say and do, may it give glory and honor to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I thank God tonight as we continue on our series, Tomorrow, Facing a Future Without Fear. It talks about a world that's filled with death, pandemic, and evil, and how that we're to face these issues, amen, in an unknowable future, amen. And so this ought to be able to provide us comfort, knowing more about the Word of God and the reassurance of having it. I talked about good and evil, and now I'm currently been talking about the afterlife. I was talking about the doctrine of hell, and now I'm currently talking about the doctrine of heaven, amen. And then eventually I'm going to get to Christ's second coming, and also about the millennium. Paul encouraged every one of us as believers to be prepared, to cling to the truth of what we've been taught in the wonderful Word of God. And I thank God to live responsibly in light of that future, amen. How can we take these words to heart and face the future without fear? Paul wanted the church to be thoroughly educated about the second coming of Jesus so that we wouldn't be afraid, amen. Are confused, and we can live with confidence in the present when we're biblically informed about the future, amen. And so I thank God as we look and realize here tonight. But before I go any further, let's continue on with a song of worship tonight. And just to set that example, amen. You know, I told you I grew up listening to the Florida Boys and the Happy Goodmans, amen. The Happy Goodmans had a big family. I believe there were 8 of them. One of them went in the service. The other one was a truck driver. And it ended up on the albums, I believe there were like 4 of them. Four of the boys and one girl, amen. And so this come from them. I'm going to stand up a little bit here to do some singing. To get that diaphragm opened up, praise God. And we just want to worship our Lord and Savior tonight. This deals with our Bible study tonight, a heartbeat from heaven. We are living on the border of eternity each day. We are just as close to heaven as the stars on the Milky Way. And the only thing between us, whether we are big or small, is a tender little heartbeat, just a heartbeat, that is all. A heartbeat from heaven, just a heartbeat, nothing more. Just a tender little heartbeat, till we walk the golden shores. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, let it shine, you'll never fall. Just a heartbeat from heaven, just a heartbeat, that is all. There's a place beyond the river where we lay our burdens down, where we meet our friends and loved ones, and we wear a star and crown. All our trouble will be over, and no tears shall ever fall. Just a heartbeat from heaven, just a heartbeat, that is all. A heartbeat from heaven, just a heartbeat, nothing more. Just a tender little heartbeat, till we walk the golden shores. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, till let it shine, you'll never fall. Just a heartbeat from heaven, just a heartbeat, that is all. A heartbeat from heaven, just a heartbeat, nothing more. Just a tender little heartbeat, till we walk the golden shores. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, let it shine, you'll never fall. Just a heartbeat from heaven, just a heartbeat, that is all. Amen. Thank you tonight. Amen. It's good to be with y'all on Facebook and Sermon Audio. Now, I hope and pray as we look at the wonderful Word of God tonight. What will heaven be like is one of our first questions that we begin to look at. And we're going to be talking about 6 truths that can bring you joy as we begin to look at what heaven will be like. Amen. We'll take scripture with each one of these 6 truths that we'll look at tonight. And so what will heaven be like? These 6 truths. Psalm 16, verse 11, the Bible says, in the King James, thou will shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there's pleasures forevermore. Boy, I thank God, you know, all of the beautiful places in America, nothing is going to be able to compare to where we're going to one of these days in heaven, amen. I thank God the real truth about heaven is it's more amazing than any place you've ever saw or could ever imagine, amen. Heaven's not going to be a dull place, but I thank God it's going to be an endless place of joy and happiness according to Psalm 16:11, amen. Boy, I thank God as we look and realize that the tremendous blessing of all the joys that we talk about when we look at the eternity eternity of heaven, amen. I thank God as we look at these six things about joy, amen, that there is, amen. And one of the things that we look at as we look at the path of life in the presence and the fullness of joy, as Psalm 16 tells us. Now remember what I said in one of the oldest books in the Bible. And I believe it's in Job chapter 19, verses 25, 26, and 27, that Job, even back in that time, knew that there was going to be a Redeemer, amen. Boy, I thank God, you know what? There's nothing like instantaneous, amen. Let me see if I can just whoop my Bible right on over there very quickly over into that. It may take me just a minute, amen. But I thank God there's nothing like going into the Bible, amen, and using it in the areas that we need it, amen. Lord, this little old Bible, see if I can get it turning to where I want it to go, amen. Over into, quickly into the book of Job, if I can. And if not, I'll find it and look it up here in just a minute. But trying to get over to that, to the chapter of Job. Excuse me, I'm getting there. And I said it was Job chapter 19, starting with verse 25. Listen to the reading of the Word of God. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold. Listen, he says, and now another, though my reigns be consumed within me. Can you imagine the oldest of writings in the Bible, and Job, even back at that time, said that he is going to see his Redeemer, amen. Well, I thank God you could go and follow that over into, there's only three places of the oldest ones of the Old Testament that talks about the Redeemer and talks about the resurrection, hallelujah. You say the resurrection is a New Testament. No, it's not. It's been around for a long time, praise God. The resurrection was talked about in the Old Testament, amen. That's exactly what Job was saying. Now, thank God, I believe it's over in the book of Psalms that it talks about it. Boy, I think I've got it even more closer marked over in my other Bible. But I think in Psalms, I believe it was Psalms 17. Amen, I believe it was. Let me see if I'm looking at that right. Yes, let's see if it was Psalm 17 that it's talking about, amen. And here he goes into talking about the things. He says, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I've kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, and my footsteps slip not. And I called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show me thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against thee. But I believe that's, I think he's talking about that. I believe it was that or Psalm 16. I believe it is, let me look here for a minute on that one. No, I believe it is Psalm 17. I thank God he's talking about, well, let me go back up to Psalm 16 in the last verse. He says, thou wilt shew me the path of life in thy presence and fullness of joy. At thy right hand there's pleasures forevermore. But I thank God he talks about on further. He says, arise, O Lord. Disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, and from men which are at hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face, listen, in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. And so I thank God, as you've got not only that it talked about Psalms 17, Job 19, but over in Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, these three places in the Old Testament that it deals with a resurrection that talks about, he says, listen, not only Psalm 16, not only Job 19, but I thank God in Daniel 12, he says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up a great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never has since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Boy, I thank God. Ain't nothing like being spontaneous, amen. Boy, I thank God, every one of us, as we look and realize that the great blessings that the Lord has of joy that's in store for us. And so when we look at those six things, one of the first things that I look at is I see the holiness that we're going to have in heaven, amen. That holiness, amen, that comes out of Jude chapter 1 of those six truths that brings joy. I thank God, he says in Jude chapter 1, verse 24 of the King James Version, he says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." Amen. Boy, I thank God here he's talking about Christ is the source of all things, but the cross is the means. Hallelujah. He tells us, he says, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, he says in Jude 1:24. Of course, there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. Amen. He says the Holy Spirit will at the appointed time present us to the Father, and will do so with exceeding joy. Amen. And it refers to the believer standing blameless before the judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah. Boy, I thank God all because of Christ and what he did at the cross. Amen. As the book of, in the New Testament, the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 22 tells us, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 13 complies with that as well. And he tells us even in that 25th verse that I don't even have up there. Amen. But he says, "The only wise God, our Savior," speaking of the cross, "be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and ever." Amen. In other words, every believer will share in all of this and do so forever. Once again, all because of the cross. And so I thank God he tells us as well that he says in 1 John 3:2, amen, that he begins to tell us a little bit more about this, because he talks about not only the holiness that's going to be one of the six truths that's going to bring us joy in heaven, but that glorified body. Remember, I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later at the end of this Bible study, amen. But I thank God that glorified body in 1 John 3:2, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, that he says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Amen. Now, I thank God as we look and realize that we're not going to be the same people in heaven as we are on earth. Amen. We're still human right now, but we're not gods. We are basically going to be exactly like Jesus is. Amen. Jesus had a glorified body, and we're going to have a glorified body. Amen. Sometimes we get carried away and say, "Well, I'm going to have a new body." Well, you know what? You're going to have that body that the Lord gives you when he resurrects it, amen. And that's going to be a glorified body, amen. And so I thank God, I don't care if that body's been cremated. I don't care if it was in the Titanic, amen. God's going to reconstruct that body, amen. And I thank God at the moment of the rapture, hallelujah. Boy, I thank God this church and every one of us are up and out of here, praise God. And we're going to be with the Lord, amen. And from that moment then, he's going to start at the graveyard first. Amen. And I thank God when he comes back for the church, amen, he'll start at the graves first, and then all those that remain will be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, praise God. But I thank God every one of us, we're going to be like Jesus, amen. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, because Jesus could do some amazing things, amen, with his body that the Bible began to tell us about. But our heart and our character, amen, will be completely like him, amen. I don't know about you, but as much as I've grown on as a Christian, there's still very different things in my life that I'm trying to work on and get more like Jesus, amen. But when that time comes, praise God, we're going to have that glorified body, amen, as 2 Corinthians 5:1 tells us about, amen. He goes on in 2 Corinthians 5:4, he says, "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life," amen. Boy, I thank God here he begins to tell us that for we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle, if it were dissolved, our physical body, amen, which is not permanent, amen. He says we have a building of God referring to that glorified body, which all saints will gain at the resurrection, amen. Boy, I thank God, you know what, there's so much about the resurrection people don't even understand today, that's exactly what I'm going to end up with talking about in a few minutes, amen. He says it's a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven, amen. This glorified body is created by God, amen, and it will last and live forever, praise God. And so I thank God it's good to be reminded that one day we're going to have that glorified body. Most of us get pretty excited about this heavenly benefit that we're going to have in the future, amen. We talk of that superficial level initially, how much weight we want to lose in heaven, amen, how much more beautiful or handsome that we want to be in heaven, how grateful that we are that the food's going to have no calories, amen. But when we really stop and allow ourselves to be vulnerable, some might say, well, what a relief it'll be not to hurt anymore, amen, not to have limitations of this earthly body, amen, that the lame's going to walk, the blind's going to see, the deaf will hear. And it almost overwhelms us to think of all the noise of people screaming with delight to be able to walk again, to be able to run, to be able to jump, to be able to move freely and to see clearly without glasses, to have amputated limbs restored and broken minds and mental illnesses healed. Hallelujah, amen. Boy, I thank God every one of us, as we look and realize that we see that third thing of those six joys of truth that is going to bring us, amen, when we're in heaven, amen, and that is immortality, amen. Revelation 21:4, the Bible tells us, he says, listen, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away," amen. Boy, I thank God every one of us, as we look and realize some of the things that he tells us in this. But he says, listen, in Revelation 21:4, he says, "And God shall wipe away from their eyes," he's actually saying in the Greek, "every teardrop," amen. I wonder how many teardrops, I wonder how many bottles of tears that you got stored up in heaven somewheres, where you shed tears over your kids and your family and your loved ones, amen. But I thank God every teardrop is what that means, tears from their eyes, amen. And it refers to the tears of sorrow, amen. And there's going to be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain. And it addresses sin and all of its results, amen. Because what did the scripture says? It says the former things are passed away in Revelation 21:4 at the very last of that, amen. It refers to the entire effect of the fall ever since the Garden of Eden, amen, when man fell, praise God. It goes all the way back. It says no more death, praise God. And so I thank God, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53, he says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Boy, I thank God every one of us, as we look and realize there, that he's talking about the ultimate victory that we're going to have, amen. Because I thank God, he says, here is a new revelation that's been given by the Holy Spirit to Paul concerning the resurrection, concerning the rapture, that we shall not all sleep at the time of the resurrection, at the time of the rapture, amen. Many Christians will be alive, but we shall all be changed, both those that are dead and those who are alive, amen. Because it said in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and it proclaims how long that it will take for this change to take place, amen. At the last trump, I thank God every one of us, we look and realize that we'll be able to hear that trumpet blast, however where it's going to come across, amen, and it'll begin to get our attention, praise God, referring to every one of us during the church age, amen. He says, for the trumpet shall sound. I thank God that's in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. I didn't read that, amen, but I thank God it tells us, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, the saints, the born again, amen, with no sin nature, that we shall be changed, put on the glorified body, amen. But I thank God he says in verse 53, he says, for this corruptible, other words, the sin nature was what Paul was talking about. He says, for this corruptible, this sin nature must put on incorruption, amen, a glorified body with no sin nature, amen. And this mortal, other words, this body that's subject to death will put on immortality, that it will never die again, amen. And so I thank God every one of us have this old corruptible sin nature right now, amen, that shall put on incorruption, the divine nature, in a total control by the Holy Spirit, amen. And this mortal that is subject to death, this old fleshly body, amen, shall have put on immortality, that will never ever die. And then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, what? We've heard it all of our life, but it says it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. It says, listen, it says this. It says, death is swallowed up in victory. Isaiah 25:8 talks about that. That the full benefits of the cross will be ours, of which we now have only the first fruits, according to Romans 8:23. Amen. You know what happened with the first fruits, amen, in the Bible, amen? They were some people that were resurrected, amen. You know what? Even in the Old Testament, they were resurrected, amen. Boy, Elijah did some miracles, amen. Elisha did some miracles, amen, and brought some folks back to life, amen. Boy, Lazarus was brought back to life, amen, but guess what? They died again. And they're waiting for the real resurrection, amen. And so I thank God every one of us as well. And so there's no more death, immortality, no more tears or crying or pain. And I thank God, instead of all of the constant renewal, always trying to worry about going to the doctor and meeting our appointments and taking our vitamins every day, amen, I thank God there ain't going to be a moment of boredom in heaven one of these days, amen. And so let's move right on along. Looking at our time, amen, I thank God. The fourth thing is the satisfaction of all needs, amen. Everything. You know, we look with eyes down here and we try to imagine up there. Oh, we need a big old Beverly Hills mansion, you know, tennis court and cars. And I don't really believe we're going to need all of those things up there in heaven, amen. But whatever it is that we're going to need, the Lord will give us the satisfaction of every need that it is, amen. And I thank God of the six truths, amen. This is the fourth one, amen. Amen, that he talks about what heaven will be like, amen. Satisfaction of every one of our needs. I don't know how many of you ever been totally satisfied, amen. Boy, I thank God there's some folks, I don't know if you can satisfy them, because if they'll say you take the left, they'll say I take the right. If you say tomato, they'll say tomato, amen. But I thank God the Lord will give us some satisfaction, amen. And I thank God the scripture is Revelation chapter 7, verse 16, that they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, amen. Boy, I thank God here he's talking about every one of us, that it proclaims the perfect environment, amen. This old world that we're in today, it ain't where we're supposed to be at for eternity, amen. Listen, you know what? We're just pilgrims passing through here. Amen, Sister Gail. Boy, I thank God, Sister Gail George, what great faith that you show me over the years, amen, as I've been a part of the church family there, amen. And all that she's been through and endured, she makes me stronger in my faith watching her, amen, and watching all of my brothers and sisters at Christ at People's Valley Baptist Church, amen. But I thank God I didn't put this up, but I thank God this is Revelation 7:17. The Bible says, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. I tell you, not only did the Lamb save them, but he will be able to feed us, amen. Not only does our salvation come by and through what Jesus did at the cross, but we live by what Jesus did for us at the cross as well, amen. It goes on, he says, and shall lead them unto living waters, fountains of waters, amen, symbolic of the Holy Spirit, amen. According to John chapter 7, verses 37, 38, and 39, it says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, everything that causes sorrow will forever be gone. Amen. I thank God, everyone that's been forced to work for next to nothing for pay. Amen. Doesn't matter what your background is. Don't matter what side of the tracks you're on. Amen. Boy, I thank God. Doesn't matter if you've got influence or plenty of this or plenty of that. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. Whatever it is, that physical satisfaction, but hungered for whatever it is, God's going to meet that need, praise God. And so I move on along. That fifth thing of those six truths of joy that we're going to have in heaven and what it'll be like is sharing of Christ's glory. Amen. Boy, I thank God that scripture comes out of Romans chapter 8, verse 17 of the King James. It says, "And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." Amen. Boy, I thank God as we share of Christ's glory as children of God. He says, then heirs, we got a privilege right there. Amen. Heirs of God, the highest enrichment of all that he's given to every one of us in the family of God. Notice, we got grafted in, church. Amen. Boy, I thank God, but the tribulation is for the Jews. Amen. I hope and pray that not a one of you are left around here when the church is raptured, because if so, you don't belong here. Amen. You should have been with the church. Amen. Why don't you get in that number tonight? Amen. Why don't you get down on your knees and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and ask him to be the keeper of your soul and come into your heart and life? Amen. And so I thank God, the highest enrichment of all, I thank God, joint heirs with Christ. Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to us through the cross is what Paul is telling us out of Romans 8:17. Amen. I thank God it was done for us. And so I thank God, if so be it that we suffer with him. I thank God, other words, to pertain to mere suffering, that rather suffering with him is talking about his suffering on the cross for all of us, that he brought us total victory, amen, on that cross when he suffered, amen, that we may also have glorify ourselves together. I thank God he's talking about that we're going to be glorified. And it's all been because of the cross of Calvary that the Lord, what he did and what he endured for us, amen, heirs of God, amen. You and I, we're going to share in the inheritance of God's Son, Jesus Christ, amen. That has to be one of the most wonderful joys of heaven, that we're going to share with him whatever it is. For all of us, it's going to be more than enough just to be in heaven with Jesus. But whatever he's got, he's going to share it with us, amen. I've never met a person that's ever had an attitude that said, you know what, I don't think heaven is going to be enough for me, praise God. I believe it'll be more than enough, that it'll satisfy whatever we'll ever want and need, praise God. And so I thank God we're going to be overwhelmed with the privilege of being in heaven, and God adds the lavish grace of sharing in the glory of his Son. Hallelujah. I thank God, every one of us, I don't know whatever bit of that means, amen, but at the very least it means that all that belongs to Jesus will belong to you and I, amen. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like, amen, because every one of us are co-heirs with Christ Jesus for all eternity, amen. Just think about that. Boy, I tell you, I hope you go to bed tonight and wake up in your sleep just shouting and praising God because of what he's got in store for every one of us, amen. And so I thank God. The sixth thing that he's going to be talking about of those six truths of joy, what will heaven be like, is the intimate fellowship with God and other believers, amen. I thank God that scripture comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. As we look at our Bible study tonight and begin to read from the Word of God, he tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known," amen. Well, I thank God here he says, "For now." He's referring to, he says, before the resurrection. Listen, he says, "For now we see through a glass darkly." For now, he's talking about before the resurrection was what he was meaning. That we see through a glass darkly, and we can only see the dim outline of it, amen. But then, he goes on, he says, after the resurrection is what he's referring to, Paul said. Face to face. He's talking about here. We can look and we can see openly and we can see clearly. Amen. I tell you, he says, now I know in part, Paul says. I have some knowledge, is what Paul was telling us, amen. But then shall I know even as also I am known. Everything will be perfect and everything will be complete. Because he says, and now before the resurrection, he says, I abide in faith, hope, love, these three, amen. All three will abide forever. But the greatest of these is love. It is the greatest because love alone makes us like God, according to 1 John 4:7, amen. And so I thank God, every one of us, we will be fully known. We will be fully loved. And I thank God, you know what? You're already fully known and loved by God. But in heaven, you're going to experience it in a completely new way than you've ever experienced it before, amen. I thank God. I suppose I'm looking forward to this one of the most of all, amen, because I thank God the relationship that we all have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the person that seeks us for the intimacy. I thank God each and every day as he communicates with us through the word of God, through the messages that we hear, sometimes through songs that we hear, praise God, that the Lord begins to speak to us through these areas, amen. But I thank God the realities that we go through every day, amen. But I thank God, you know what? One of the things I want to say, that when you're having a hard time, you ought to write a little statement down that I say to myself sometimes. You know what? It does get better than this. Whatever it is that you're going through right now, I want you to tell yourself, amen. Boy, I tell you, I remember when I witnessed to one of my uncles on his deathbed, and when he was saved, Uncle Elmer. And I thank God, you know, I thank God the horrible pain that cancer can bring into our lives a lot of times, amen. But I tell you, one of the things that I always tell myself when it's hit the fan, when it's going bad, it does get better than this. It does get better than this. I'm going to tell you, if you forget that, write that down in your Bible. Write it down and put it in your wallet. Write it down, ladies, and put it in your purse. Put it somewheres. But when it hits the fan, pull that out. And I want you to read it to yourself. It does get better than this. Praise God. I thank God every one of us, no matter what happens, amen, waiting in a line somewheres, boy, whatever's hit the fan, amen, there'll be no more death. We're going to be just like Jesus. Our bodies will be immortal. Every need will be met and we'll be fully known, amen. And one more thing. Pick the best day that you'll have next year, the one where everything goes perfectly. And I thank God on that day, remember, it's going to get even better than that day because the Lord said it would, amen.